There is a new Addison-based startup that just got some funding and is just getting ready to go out into the world and give it yet another chance to do some online betting. The company's called Post It, Play It, just raised $1.6 million. They'll start up operations, or at least for us, in about a week. The CEO is Drew Ekman. He joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
So are
just
you
to make it clear,
yeah,
we are not betting. We're skill-based wagering. Just because there's a fine distinction in terms of...
You're skill-based wagering.
Correct.
Do you sound like a man who knows who's how to tiptoe his way through the regulatory hurdles of something like this?
Absolutely. We spent quite some money doing the research, hiring the correct law firms, and getting the legal opinions.
Okay, so tell me how... So Post It, Play It, it's got to work in football and baseball and... All kinds of sports.
Correct.
Right? And so how does it work?
So what we do is we pull the schedules. We're teamed up with Sports Radar, which is the largest provider of data for all sports around the nation.
Right.
Actually, the country. And we pull the schedules. We understand what time the games are starting. We get all of our data, our logos. And from that point, customers join our site, they become users.
Okay, so what do I do? Now I'm a user.
Okay.
So I log on, and I want to make a skill-based wager.
Correct. So you would do your research,
yeah,
and you would need to create a competition. So there's a slot on our site that says create competition. You would go in, select your team, go ahead and choose your spread.
Yeah.
Since you've done your research, you're looking at the weather, you're looking at the coaching staff, you're looking at injuries. So there's a multitude.
Okay, I think the Texans are going to beat the Cowboys by 3 points.
Correct.
And so I put that on there.
You would go online and you could pick 2.5 or you could pick 3.
And then I sit back and wait for other people
to join in. Right.
To take the other side.
Correct. You can create friends and groups. And so they would get a notification on their phone that you just created a competition. And especially if they favorited the Cowboys and you like the Texans, they're going to get a notification that says, hey, David just posted a play. You might be interested. So they would have the opportunity to go in and accept your play on the other side of...
Are you a sports guy or are you a software guy?
A little bit of both. I was in college. I did pretty well picking some teams and playing the sports.
Why that?
So I found a lot of problems with the industry. You know, it hasn't really had a change since the internet boom.
Yeah.
And really,
well, they've tried. I mean, FanDuel and all these kind of. But a lot of these were struck down, I thought. Is legal now?
Correct. So
as long as I'm not betting, not wagering or whatever.
Yeah, it's skill based. If it's based on chance, then, you know, that's not something we're doing. We're basically creating skill. You're creating the own line. We're not providing a line. There's no book, there's no house. And there's no VIG, which in Vegas...
What's that?
A VIG is juice, or what the actual bookie takes, or Vegas takes as a line.
Like a commission or something.
Correct. So they take 10%...
So how are you going to make money?
...of all losses. We have a 3% platform fee. So we have expenses running the site.
Of course.
We have to do a lot of behind
the
scenes.
No, I'm sure it's justified, but so 3% of what?
So 3% of the amount wagered.
Oh, okay.
So we take 3%. The standard VIG or juice is 10%. And then if you move that line, if you're in Vegas and the line is 3 and you say, I want 2.5, you're going to pay another 15% just to move that line by half a point. On our system, you choose the line, you do the research. As long as it's enticing enough for somebody else to go out and play, it's 3% fee.
So can you do this all over the United... Can you roll this out all over the United States? Or
that is our game plan.
But, I mean, my sense was that individual states seem to have a lot of... each one seems to have different rules.
Correct. So under the predominant factor test, so we have ability in 37 states to go out and market and create this competition based on skill. Now, of course... Everything's evolving. We know that within the next 3 years, there's going to be some changes in regulatories, and we're going to work with those states and hopefully create a fun, transparent way for our customers to engage in sports on a new level.
Oh, this is exciting. I mean, and you're rolling it out next week, is that right?
That's correct. 15th, we should be done with testing. We're in beta right now. Postitplayit.com if you guys want to join and just experience the fun.
So is this a crowded field? I mean, are there a lot of other people doing this?
No, so we did run a patent test. Obviously, our investors wanted to know that we had freedom to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Much to our attorney's surprise, there was nothing in the field of skill-based wagering or creating a social network wagering platform. So we have a patent pending at this time. We paid for the expediting. It's a six-month process. And from there, we'll engage back and forth, protect our, IP.
Yeah. So do you have any sense of how this is going to go? Or, I mean, you just sort of turn the app on and sit back and wait and see?
Yeah, we're not going to sit back and wait. We've got a pretty serious marketing plan. We're doing OTT.
What's OTT?
Pre-roll. It's over-the-top television. So when you're on Prime and Hulu and you see those commercials pop up.
Right.
So we're running through those other devices rather than a standard broadcast channel.
Well, that would make sense.
Correct.
Because they're going to use those very devices to get your app. And so it's a downloadable app on Apple and
correct.
Google Play?
We're on Google Play right now. We're in development. With the Apple side, we've got a couple small bugs that we're working out and should be ready by the 15th.
All right. Post it, play it. And then ultimately, you sell out to somebody and make just an obscene amount of money? Or do you take this public? Or, are there spinoffs that
you can
do?
Yeah, we're not sure. Obviously, this is our first step. It was the easiest to market. Our second step will be entering the video game world. And after that, it's going to be fitness challenges.
Fitness challenges.
We'd like to team up with anybody that has an API. I don't know if you played Topgolf, but we'd like to start discussions with them. Because if you're out there playing Topgolf with your friends, they're scoring that data. And as long as we can access it, we can help people take Topgolf to another level.
Well, this sounds like fun. The startup is Post It, Play It, rolls out next week. The CEO, the founder, is Drew Ekman, and our guest today. We wish you all the luck.
Thank you very much.
I bet you're going to be successful.
I hope so.
Are you going to take the other side of that? I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.